This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's up to the Justice Department now to decide whether to criminally prosecute former President Trump.
The House January 6th committee is urging the Justice Department to prosecute Donald Trump for four crimes, including inciting or aiding an insurrection. It's the panel's bid to hold Trump accountable for the Capitol riot itself, not just for his actions leading up to it, but his inactions as it happened.
President Trump lit the flame. He poured gasoline on the fire and sat by in the White House dining room for hours watching the fire burn.
Despite panel member Elaine Luria's attempts to blame Trump for inciting the insurrection, legal experts have questioned whether he could be successfully prosecuted for it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump says in a statement, "What doesn't kill me makes me stronger." The National Weather Service is warning it's going to feel dangerously cold through much of the nation's heartland this week. Heavy snow likely across parts of the Pacific Northwest and a potential flash freeze from parts of the South to the East Coast. The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers. The AP's Norman Hall.
The order by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. They are appealing to the court in a last-ditch effort before the limits are set to expire on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
President Biden's worrying about growing anti-Semitism and promising to fight back. Argentina's soccer team is back home after winning the World Cup. Thousands of fans lined up to welcome the team as their plane touched down this morning outside Buenos Aires. This is AP News. Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down from public service at the end of the month. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Dr. Anthony Fauci turns 82 this week, and after more than five decades at the NIH, he's looking forward to doing something else.
Planning on writing and lecturing and traveling.
Dr. Fauci's the one who told us to mask up, stay home, and get those COVID shots when the pandemic began, which he says sparked hostility from the Trump administration.
Untruths abound. Conspiracy theories abound.
Before COVID, the nation turned to Dr. Fauci for advice on the Zika virus, Ebola, and AIDS. And Fauci says he's proud of the research that led to new drugs for treating HIV.
What had been almost a certain death sentence to actually leading a virtually normal lifespan.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.